On the Record with Gavin Riley.
Brought to you by PwC.
On News Talk.
Now then, because that was a day and a half at the Aviva Stadium yesterday. But there is a sense of now then, because it doesn't seem like this is an Ireland team that wants to rest on its laurels, having won only its fourth Grand Slam ever. Alan Quinlan has been watching the whole campaign. He, of course, was in the commentary box for Virgin Media Television yesterday. Alan, it's kind of hard to know really where to start with something as big as this, and yet that still seems like such a stepping stone. So maybe let's start with a kind of a big question. Is this, at the present time, the best Ireland rugby team ever?
I think so, Gavin. Yeah, it's on the evidence of what we've seen, not just in this championship, but winning the greatest series in New Zealand last year, beating the world champions in November. They've beaten every team possible in the top tier of rugby at the moment, and they've been on a brilliant run. They've a real winning mentality, and the quality they've shown as well. I think they've only conceded 6 tries throughout the tournament, which shows how good and strong and resilient they are. Mm. And they've been superb. I think yesterday was obviously a very special day. Not their best performance, I would say, by their own admission, but a wonderful day and capped off by winning a Grand Slam and winning the championship and Triple Crown yesterday.
Mm. I wanted to come to how patchy the decision might have been, because evidently the sending off of Freddie Stewart largely changed the game, because they did allow Ireland to get another try just afterwards, and then that very much changed the complexion of the whole fixture. Now, I'll be honest and say that I was watching the game, but I didn't get to hear your commentary of it, so I don't know what your take on it was. But was the red card for Freddie Stewart a fair one? And what does it say about an Ireland team which is so dominant that it needed a one-man advantage to really put the foot down?
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think they would have needed the advantage. I think they were going to win the game. I think the sending off galvanized England, which that can happen. We've seen that in the past. I still believe Ireland would have won the game. England played really well, and they brought a real physicality and a determination and energy about their performance.
Was that a response on their part to the whipping that they got 7 days previous?
Yeah, definitely. Look, that was the issue coming into this game. I think they were always going to respond, and that happens in sports. They're better than what they showed last week. France were superb, to be fair, in Twickenham. But I was nervous about, you know, the narrative all week of not from the team or Andy Farrell or the coaches, but in general in the public, that it was going to be party atmosphere and Ireland just needed to turn up. I think the players knew that wasn't the case as well. The sending off, was it fair? Was it the correct decision? It was hard on Freddie Stewart and hard on England.
Because it looked as if that basically he hadn't got any other option, that although, yes, he pivoted his body a bit, that given the speed of the play, he was damned if he did and damned if he didn't.
Well, that's it, yeah. It's split-second stuff, isn't it, really? Obviously, Hugo Keenan took a heavy knock to the face and his game was over. So we have to mention him and hope he's okay. Mm. I think he was out in the field after the game yesterday and seemed fine. But I don't think it was obviously, it wasn't intentional, and that doesn't come into it, whether it's right or wrong. In these incidents, there was no intent. There was no... I didn't think it was malicious. I think he had... It was a split second, and to change his body movement, he tried to turn to the side. And obviously, if you put things in slow motion, they look worse. And obviously, there was a collision. And I think the referee found that there was no mitigation. I think, I'm not sure that was correct, because I think Hugo Keenan was dipping a little bit. The ball was bobbling on the ground when he went to pick it up. If you go to the laws of the game, I think... And they reviewed it, the referee, 2 assistants and a TMO, and they all came to the same conclusion that it was a red. But I think on reflection and looking back, and I was unsure at the time, if it was a yellow card, I don't think there would be a huge debate about that it should have been a red.
Yeah.
There would have been some talk about that. So it's one of those ones that was marginal. And if you go to the letter of the law, it probably is the red, but I just thought it was a little bit harsh. There's not a lot Freddie Stewart can do there. He's not leading with his elbow. Or it's not away from his body. But it was an unfortunate one for them, and I'm sure lots of people have a different opinion on it. If you look at it online, everyone, if you're English, they certainly think it's wrong. But I just don't think Freddie Stewart can do anything. So it's a really unfortunate one.
Yeah, it's kind of very circumstantial. And he was unlucky to have the events that he did. Talk to me about the role of Andy Farrell, because Andy has obviously now engineered the team into a phenomenal position where they're looking very, very strong ahead of the major mountain that the Ireland team have yet to climb, which is getting beyond the quarterfinals of a World Cup. But he inherited, obviously, things in pretty good shape from Joe Schmidt. And then they went downhill a little bit. Was that Andy Farrell breaking things down to build them back up in his own image? Or where do you think they are right now? And what's his role in that?
Yeah, I think it was probably breaking things down and trying to put his own stamp on things. Joe Schmidt had an incredible success for a number of years. And he was a brilliant coach and will always be remembered for that. I think when you have a change of coach, albeit Andy Farrell was part of that coaching team for a number of years, they want new ideas. There's new players. There's been a big turnaround in players since the 2019 World Cup. That was a very disappointing tournament. That whole year was disappointing. Mm. And I think initially it was challenging. Some people were questioning Andy Farrell for the first 18 months, 2 years, particularly around the attack. 2 years ago, Ireland played England here in Dublin. And that was the first kind of period. It was a kind of a line in the sand that this team have now, you know, moved on to a level where they're really comfortable in attack and they've changed their whole structure and game plan. He's been remarkable, I think, his leadership. And it's a word that's kind of bandied around in success stories, whether it be in sport or business, good leadership. And I think he's been phenomenal for this team. His whole approach, it's calm. His demeanour is calm. And I think he's getting the best out of the players. And I think it is a stepping stone for him. Obviously, a psychological stepping stone yesterday was to deal with all that pressure and the party atmosphere and the expectation. So I think they've been very calm and controlled, and that's been very impressive in this team. And they've a lot of good leaders throughout the team. So obviously the World Cup is, if you get out of the group, you're playing France or New Zealand. It's a flick of a coin. You just don't know what shape each team will be in that when you come to that situation. If Ireland get there, Scotland will still have a say in the group stages, obviously. Mm. But so you don't know. They're on a very hard side of the group, but here and now, they've been wonderful. And the first question you asked me, are they the best Irish team ever? I think yes. And that's based on the results, the performance, and the ability to be recognised now properly as the best team in the world. And that's a big accolade for them as well. But obviously the trophy yesterday was the most important thing.
Yeah, and let's hope that there is much more in them to come. Alan Quinlan, good to get your thoughts on yesterday's Grand Slam decider, and long may there be more Grand Slam deciders in Dublin where Ireland come out on the right end.
On the Record with Gavin Riley, Sunday morning at 11.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.
On News Talk.